Hello, everyone. This is Sheila with Rowan Holistic Healing and Wellness. It has been a while since I did a podcast, and I'm actually in my car without notes. So this is a very off-the-cuff recording. Hopefully, it's gonna sound okay because I'm not gonna edit it or redo it. That's just the space that I'm in right now. But I kept getting guidance that I needed to do one, and so here I am. And so please excuse if this is really rough around the edges, but hopefully I'll be able to say what I feel guided to say or what I feel called to say. So this is really, anybody that's listening to this kind of falls into this category, but this is anyone that is in the spiritual realm, light workers, healers, all of those things. I don't like the names, the labels, and all that. I just am not good with those types of things. You know, some people are very good at calling things this and that, and it really draws people in. But at any rate, if you're in the spiritual realm and you're a healer or a healer or any of those things, and this is really for you if you're struggling right now. It's a very long way to say that. But a lot of the people that I know, people that I see in my practice right now are having a really, really hard time. And that's myself included, which is why this is so completely off the cuff. If you're struggling, I guess what I want to say is it's not just you, and you're not doing it wrong. It just is where we are right now. And so physically, if anyone's interested, and I'm sure people have different things going on, but this is what I and the people around me have been experiencing. Turbulent emotions, nausea, lots and lots of nausea. Sleep is different. So I typically dream a lot, very vividly. I have not been dreaming. I know that I'm dreaming, actually. I want to actually say this correctly. I know that I'm dreaming, but I'm not getting as many learning dreams or work dreams, those types of things, or things that I think have particular meaning. It's almost like vacation dreams is what I would say. Or just for not really enjoyment, but they don't really have a whole lot of meaning, I don't think. And the reason I say I don't think is because I'm not remembering them very much. So just a deeper sleep in many ways, and just really not getting tied into memories of dreams. So nausea, difference in sleep, muscle aches. I've actually pulled two muscles and haven't done anything different that should account for that. So it can, you know, it's just hitting people different ways. We've had a lot of that in our house. I have friends that have said the same. So that seems to be kind of what's going on with these energies. If you're struggling with those aspects, I haven't found anything that completely gets rid of it, by the way. And I as an herbalist, even all my tricks are not fully working. So, but some of these things might help. So ginger tea, chamomile tea, you can combine those, by the way. Peppermint can also be soothing for the stomach. It also gives a very nice flavor. Anise seed. So making a tea with any of those things, ginger, chamomile, peppermint, anise, perhaps something like marshmallow root if it's more than nausea and it's a deeper digestive complaint. Eating lighter meals, if you even feel like eating. Lots of water, clean water. Preferably that you bless. magnesium, taking a lot of magnesium. I actually prefer the glycinate form because you can take that without, you know, magnesium in some of its forms tends to have a laxative effect. The glycinate form doesn't, I have not noticed that or had anyone tell me that they've experienced any kind of digestive imbalance from taking, you know, more of that. So magnesium glycinate can be really helpful. And then just looking after, of course, your sleep and making sure that you are getting sleep. So that's the physical side of things. But more than that, I want to talk a little bit more just about where we are in the world and the guidance that I'm being given. So this isn't about timelines. It's not about any of that. It's not about events. It's not any of that stuff. What I want to talk more about is where we are emotionally, mentally, and I just want to say up front that any of these things that I'm saying, I'm not saying it from a condescending viewpoint. I've had my own struggles and my own lessons and all my own stuff to work through. This is guidance that I have been getting myself. And actually, I've been, some of these topics I've been called on to talk about for a while, and I've been kind of putting it off. But one of the biggest things I want to talk about is where we are, and I think one of the traps of being someone who's in the spiritual realm, and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. I think we do as a society. And it doesn't really matter whether you're in the spiritual realm or not, but because that's probably who I'm speaking to predominantly, I'll frame it in that way, is that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to get it right. And we have and are presented all the time with ideas of what right looks like. And there's a lot of sides in all of this that's going on in the world. And what's happening, and generally speaking, in the spiritual realm, at the risk of potentially offending or pissing people off, there's a lot in the spiritual realm that is just as wrong and just as misguided as outside of the spiritual realm. And it's just another, when we start adding labels like that, truth seekers and spiritualist and this and that, purple people and gold people and whatever. I mean, whatever. Whenever we start adopting labels, we're taking ourselves out of the whole and we're becoming tribal. There are aspects of spirituality that are not right. They just feel good to us when we're in that tribal nature, when we're in that tribal realm. But the problem is that when we start to fall outside of what's presented as normal, then we start to feel as if we're failing in some way. So this is what I'm being told, is that I know there have been a lot of discussions on duality, polarity. I don't know that I can really add very much to that conversation that hasn't already been said. But what is happening now is we are perhaps at the most dualistic that we have ever been. Well, that's probably stretching it a bit, but probably in our lifetimes, we are at the furthest extremes than we have ever been. And you can just about pick an issue, any issue, and see how absolutely polarized everything is right now. And it's like the further, and this happens all the time, is that the further one side stands, then the further the other side stands, because ultimately, we have to have balance. So if you think about a seesaw, if people are kind of scooted towards the middle, they don't have to sit very far apart. right? And the seesaw can stay balanced. But if someone sits on the very end of one side, then somebody has to sit on the very end of the other side in order to stay balanced. And it's getting ready to rain. And hopefully that's not going to screw this up too much in terms of how well you can hear me. But so we're in this extremely polarized state right now. And we're very far apart. We're sitting on the very edges of the seesaw. And so what does that mean? Unfortunately, it's almost like if you look at a battery, you know, you have a positive end and a negative end. What's happening in this very extreme state is that we might find ourselves, we might think that we're at the positive end, i.e. right? Or truth. We're standing in truth. And the negative end, you know, there's the negative end and they're wrong. And we think that we have nothing to do with each other. But in fact, we're both part of the whole, which is the battery in this case, which is energy. And so number one, I'm being told that this is why some are being depleted. There's more to it than that, but that's one reason for feeling depleted, is that the battery as a whole, and I'm talking about humanity, so you might be feeling this at a personal level because maybe you are standing at one end or the other. But it might not be that so much as you're picking up on humanity as a whole. It's worth looking at from both perspectives, without judgment and without judging where you are. But that is, I mean, that's no, you know, I can keep going on this, but I don't think that surprises anyone. That's not a shock to anyone that we are at extremes all over the planet right now, and regardless of the issue. And what I do want to say, though, is just a reminder that is not the state of being that we need to be in for humanity. And regardless of, so if I'm standing at one side and I'm interacting with someone on the other side, we're still part of a whole. We are still part and connected together in fundamental ways. And it's important to remember that I may not agree, and they may not agree with me, and it may feel like we're so far apart, but we're still connected. And finding the connection is really the next step for all of us, is because this division is an illusion, but it's an illusion that's being promoted and encouraged, and it's not the truth. So it's there's so many things I want to say about it, and I'm going to probably sound very disorganized if I try to hit all the points. But I don't want to give the impression that the extremes are wrong, because they're not. There are so many points, thinking about it as a spectrum, or the seesaw. There's so many points on the seesaw where you can sit. And whether you're sitting on an extreme or you're sitting in the middle, it's all part of the seesaw. And ultimately, it makes up that structure. Just like on a clock, we have 12 hours and 60 minutes. And so we have all of these finer divisions on a clock. But ultimately, the clock is still a clock, regardless of where the hands exist at a moment in time. And that's the point I want to make, is that we are a clock that perhaps has hands pointed at 12 and 6, or, you know, 9 and 3, whatever. But they're pointed at the extremes from one another. They're as far apart as they can get, but we're still the clock, and we're judging the division and the separateness, but it is also part of the design. And so when we're coming across that, I guess what I really want to emphasize is stop looking at it as the other hand is on 9 while we're on 3, or the other hand is at 12 and we're at 6, and therefore the other hand is wrong. It's the other hand isn't necessarily wrong. We are not wrong. It is the whole. We are just experiencing a phase in a whole. And it's necessary. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not one side is wrong and the other is right. We are having a really difficult time understanding because our perspective is, it makes it difficult to allow to see from the other side, but it doesn't make one of us wrong and the other one right. And so when these things, are coming up, it's really important to, like I said, focus on the fact that we are part of a whole. We keep talking about the shift into the fifth dimension. I guess that's really kind of what started. There's a beautiful woman on YouTube. Somebody sent me her link, and I love what she has to say. And I'm going to forget her name right now. I think it's Amanda Lawrence. But she had this to say too. We keep talking in terms of the shift that's happening, and we're judging, well, these people aren't going to shift because they are not on the right side of things, or these people did a certain thing that's very politicized right now. These people made the choice to do a certain thing, and these people made a choice to not do the certain thing. And so one of those groups is going to shift and the other one is not. And that is not the message that I'm getting at all. There are a lot of ways, again, to exist. We don't know, and whether we want to talk about whether one of those is right and one is wrong, what we don't know is, I'm kind of like evaluating what I've said, and I'm like getting in my head a little bit. But what we don't know is the role that that all of this is playing. And so if we go back to the idea that life is a stage, and this is a play, then we don't know who has taken on a particular role. In order to make this interesting, it's a little too interesting, but who has taken on a particular role in order to set up this extreme dualism so that we can see it so clearly, because that is really, that's really what's happening right now. The two hands on the clock are so far apart that they're very, very distinct, and it's probably the clearest, that they will ever be for us to look at different issues. And so when we're looking at a particular person, and they're standing in a place that's opposite of us, how do we know they did it? It's not because they're not spiritually advanced that they made that choice. Perhaps they made the choice to provide, to set the stage, to set the action for everything that's happening here on Earth. And so we shouldn't start placing judgment on who is ascending, who is not, who is in the spiritual tribe, who is in the truth tribe, and all of that. All of that is just creating a division, and the division is an illusion. And so that's part of what I want to say, is just remember, every time you feel like there's a side and there's a division, that means you've got to go up another level. And you've got to look at it again, because there is no division. It is the whole. And the division is just from too low a viewpoint. So we want, I think really part of the goal of what's happening here is getting everybody to realize that that viewpoint, and that's the clarity, right, that provides, is that I can't see from this vantage point because I'm seeing this or that. An either or, and it's never either or, it's and. And if I can't see both, I need to go up another level so that I can start to see the whole. Okay, and then in terms of discernment, people are talking, and I'm having the same issue, so right now discernment is really hard. I've had this conversation with so many people that, and again, I mean, I can't emphasize enough. These are, I'm not trying to be, like I'm above everybody. I'm having the same issues. Discernment right now is really, really difficult because, and I'll give you an example. There's a particular famous person who I just can't figure out right now. And it's bugging me because normally I can kind of get a sense of, is this person worth following or not worth following? Or do they have good information or no? What about their opinion? Do you know what I'm saying? So is someone, am I going to spend my time listening to this person or not? And I think we all have an example of that, right? And the thing is, I cannot figure him out. And I can't figure out, do I want to spend time reading what he says or listening to him? Or is he just completely full of it? And I think that that is really, again, illustrating the point that I'm trying to make, is that we are going up a level. I can give you another example. One of my favorite teachers, I'm having the most difficult time listening to her right now, because when she's right, she's on it. But when she dives down into political issues, we could not disagree more. And that's not quite true, but we don't align on political social issues, which was astounding to me, because I kept thinking, how can somebody be so right in so many ways, like deeply, deeply right? And then when we start looking at specific issues, we're seeing them from two completely different vantage points. And then what I realized, of course, in just what I've been saying, is that it's the same thing that I'm talking about. It's not, because really what was happening was, maybe she is right and maybe I'm not right. And then what I realized is that it isn't about being right or wrong, or that we don't agree on these viewpoints, doesn't make her teachings wrong. It is simply that we're standing in two different places right now. And that's, you know, and it makes it challenging because, you know, I think we have gotten trapped into this idea of when somebody is smart, they're smart across the board. Or when somebody gets it, they get it across the board. And if I have a shared opinion with somebody, they must be in my tribe. And we're going to have all of these things in common. And what we're finding right now is that isn't the case. There's a lot of breakdown in these relationships, whether they're personal and intimate or whether they're more diffuse. But those things don't have to happen. What they're showing us is that we all along have been standing in different places. And if it's all a play, we're playing different parts, but we're in the same play. If it were a puzzle, it would be we're creating an image, but we each have our own particular piece of that we're holding, that image. And so it doesn't make it wrong or right. And it doesn't mean that we can't listen to someone even if we don't agree. It doesn't mean that we need to agree with them either. It doesn't mean we have to shift our view in order to listen to them. But nor do they. They don't need to shift in order for us to approve. So I think that can be really challenging if you have especially spiritual teachers or people that you're listening to, because what's happening is, number one, our discernment is a tricky thing right now, because what is happening is we're being pulled, whether or not we are aware of it, we're being pulled higher to a higher level, and from that viewpoint, things are not either or, they're and we don't really know from this human experience, we don't really have a lot of experience doing that. We don't have a lot of, we don't know what that looks like all the time. It feels weird. But that's what's happening. So our discernment feels like we're all over the place. Like I just can't settle on something. I can't figure out what my extrasensory, you know, your intuition, your discernment, what are these things telling me? What am I seeing? What are these, you know, events that I'm getting a sense of? Because you're all over the place. And then likewise, when you have spiritual teachers, so you're not able so much to trust and rely on your own intuition. So then the next step is often, I don't really know what's going on. Let me see if I can find somebody who does. And I like this particular spiritual teacher or whatever. And I'm going to go to them and see what they think is going on. And then you listen to them and you're like, no, that's not what's going on. Nobody, does nobody know what's going on? And in truth, nobody knows what's going on right now. Or we all know what's going on and it's shifting rapidly because we're being pulled up. So it's almost like, you know, if we were on the ground and we have a sense of what's under our feet and we can see the trees and all of that, and somebody were to pull us up very quickly, you can still see, but your perspective is always changing so much that it, like, for instance, if you were trying to paint it or to write it into a narrative, it's shifting so quickly you might not be able to capture it. So I hope that's helpful. I just want to reassure people, people especially, like I said, that are used to relying on their intuition and their discernment. If you're feeling upended right now, it's not you. It is just where we are. And so be patient with yourselves. Trust, still remain, still continue to trust information that you're being given, especially if it's differing from a spiritual teacher. Everybody's having this issue. So even spiritual teachers are kind of falling into the trap of, well, this is what I was given, and that person isn't saying this, so they must be wrong, and I'm right, or vice versa. Anyway, I think you know what I'm saying, is that I don't think that any of us really can fully claim that we are either right or wrong. And unfortunately, we live in a society that has really conditioned us to believe that there is a right side and there is a wrong side. And we're terrified of getting caught out on the wrong side because from a tribal perspective, that leads to isolation. And so if you're a spiritual person and you get isolated from your spiritual tribe because you're picking up on something that maybe one of the spiritual leaders or teachers isn't saying, that doesn't mean... I'm actually trying to park, which means that I'm probably going to have a little bit of issues right here. But it doesn't mean that, it just doesn't mean that you're wrong. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be isolated. What it does mean is that we're all shifting and we're all having a human experience. And that's what we need to focus on, is in this human experience. And actually that reminds me of, something else I wanted to say. In this human experience, I know, I see this a lot, especially with the hypnosis, with QHHT. People are often given information that they, how do I want to phrase this? We are all extraordinary, okay? All of us. We all came into this, and you'll hear this reiterated by a lot of spiritual teachers. But I love it, though, when they say, if you're listening to me, you are one of the ones. Well, okay, it's not just people that are listening to them. We like that because it makes us feel special. But the point I want to make is that everyone that's here on Earth at this time chose to be here. And we came because we had something to offer. And that makes us all extraordinary in some way. And we need to remember that, especially when we feel like somebody is just not getting it. And they're so clueless. They're really not. But nor are we. And so trusting that we are all extraordinary and we are all special. We came here for a reason. And the reason I'm saying this is because if you're somebody right now who's struggling, and you're in this space, it's easy to think, at least I've questioned, like, really, how far am I in my spiritual journey, in my soul's journey? Because, holy shit, this is really hard. It's really, really hard. And I know that this isn't the most difficult, grammatical structure of what I'm trying to say, but humanity has struggled far more. I'll just redo it and say it that way. Humanity has always had periods of struggle. Who's to say that this is the most intense we've ever struggled? Now, on a global scale, I think probably yes. I would like for people to remember that if you're struggling now, it really isn't saying anything about your soul's journey and where you are on your soul's journey. Because the other thing that's given a lot is that there's a lot of people here who have kind of, let's say, graduated from Earth School. And so, you know, you came back as this sort of expert, is how it's presented. And that may be true. That very well could be true. It's likely true. But at the same time, just remember that you're still here on Earth, and you had to participate in Earth. You know, this wasn't, if you wanted to come back in that way, let's say, you know, that's kind of more of like an angelic, or a guide, a role of a guide to witness, but not to participate. And in this case, we have to participate because we are sovereign beings that have free will, and we're in a human body, and we have to participate in what's happening. So what that means is you feel the struggle, and you may question, oh my gosh, I really don't know how far my soul has come because this is really hard. And those things are okay. That doesn't really mean anything in terms of your soul's journey up to this point. What I'm told is that that is really just the Earth experience, and it has a lot to do with having our memories stripped from us before we come in. And no matter how much we think we remember, there's a whole lot of stuff we don't. It's that, and it's also, I was given the analogy once that it had something to do with vantage point and perspective. And what I was shown is that humanity is, it's almost like we're in a deep well below the ground. That, so if you were in a really deep 200-foot well beneath the ground, and then from the angelic perspective, it's like they're high on the mountain. So it's not a perfect analogy, but it does show that this earthly experience, it does feel a little bit like we're in the dark. I mean, and we were given amnesia when we came in. And part of that, of course, is so that we do participate. We're forced to participate. We don't stand by as a guide or an angel might. We can't afford to stay removed, even though many of us have served in those positions before. So, I think that's all I wanted to say. I guess the last thing that came to me is that, going back to relationships with people, just remember that, the discussions are really hard right now because it kind of goes back again to that tribal thing. Nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody also wants to be preached at. And so just keeping in mind that other person might very well have something to teach you, as much as you might have to teach them. And so even the discussions that are really hard and that we're avoiding right now are super important and maintaining connection with people. Just, I guess, for me in particular, remembering to take the deep breaths and tapping out when I feel like I'm not, when I'm just not there. There's nothing wrong with I'm an introvert, but I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with solitude, and my hermit has been in full effect. But that is an option too, and it's not a bad option. Oh, I one other thing I will add is that a lot of people that I'm seeing, and a lot of people that I know, one of their jobs, one of their purposes in being here on Earth is to, so in shamanic cultures, it kind of relates a little bit to the hollow bone idea. Other people talk about it as being a conduit. So everybody's a conduit to some degree. Different people are able to channel different types of energy or different frequencies or amounts or, you know, whatever. Just, you know, if you need an analogy there, I don't know if this, how much this relates to people, but looking at like copper wire for electrical purposes, you know, there's all different forms of copper wire. It might help to go to Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace Hardware or whatever your hardware store is. And just look at all the different conduits, the different electrical wires that are available. So that is happening right now. A lot of people, that is what they're here to do. What that means, so if you are somebody who's feeling super exhausted right now, I said part of it might be picking up on as a battery, we're really not working together as a positive, negative, like the two poles are not coming together. We've kind of separated ourselves. But the other part of that are the people that have come here as conduits to channel energy into the earth. And the amount of energy being sent here right now is intense. And so what it is again, the energy can be different. The frequency can be different, but basically coming through the human body into the earth. It isn't so much because the earth itself needs it. Perhaps I just think that humans, we get a little bit trapped in this idea that we're doing the earth a favor by trying to save it. And, that isn't the case. The earth can save herself quite well. And she's being very compassionate towards us because we are the ones creating a lot of the issues. Okay. So that said, it is going into the earth, but not so much for Gaia herself. But what it is it distributes out to humans. Almost like if you've seen the underground networks, the trees, and where they share resources, or the huge fungi networks underground, it's a little bit the same. But again, I want to emphasize it's not so much for Earth. It's not for Mother Earth. It's more for the living organisms on Earth, predominantly humans. So, if you are one of those people that is channeling energy, you are probably exhausted right now. And because the amount of energy coming in is really high, people are finding that very frustrating because what they think is their purpose, or, and I don't want to say it exactly in that way. We have multiple purposes when we come in. A lot of us don't have. It's not like we came in. You guys probably have heard of a honey-do list, right? So you came in with a honey-do list, and you have things that are priority and things that are on the list. They still need to be done, but they may not be your highest priority. So for a lot of people that are channelers in this way, their highest priority right now is bringing the energy in. Which means that a lot of the other things on the list, even though they may be things that you are called to do, but you're not, you probably don't have the energy to do them. That can be really frustrating, but look at it the way that I just presented, is that you have a whole list. You have a whole list of things that are your purpose. Right now, the focus is on bringing energy in. And you may not have the energy or the time to devote to the other items on the list in the way that you would like. So trying to find, I know that's really hard because especially if some of those purposes lead to you know, financial, your financial situation and how you live, that's really, really difficult. But, and I don't have a great answer for that as a human. But trying to have a little bit of patience and compassion that, what you probably really need is some rest and, trust that things are going to shift and you'll be able to get back to the list, to some of the other things. So I have to run. Again, I apologize for the very rough around the edges nature of this one. I am feeling super happy that I finally did it. Hopefully it made sense. I know that it was fairly disjointed, and but hopefully it's helpful to some of you. Anyway, and maybe next time it won't be quite so long. So hang in there. I know that things are really, really challenging right now, but hang in there. You're doing great. You're right where you need to be. And just remember to trust. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care.